But these 6 tvachim are not always the same size, not mechubonis. So Rashi lo yei mechubonis ki meforish v'yozum. Shei amos klayim shoich hakois. Sak a true, there's a chilek. The amos negeyetu, because klayim have to be more spread out, the tvachim, the 6 tvachim. V'shel movi v'sukah atzvois. But the tefach of a movi and sukkah, that 6 tvachim make up the amos, they're the closed tvachim. So the chur, this bright, the chur is chloriah to rova. That all amos are made up from 6 tefachim. Nor the tefach, it depends. Certain times the tefach is spread out, your fingers are spread out, a little bit wider, and sometimes your fingers are close together, a little bit shorter. The marvish leim l'rov, according to Rav, it's very good. Ki heichud lehevin, halolu sheikha kois, vialolu atzvois. That it says the 2 different shurim, means even though the amos is 6 tefachim, but by klayim it's spread out tefachim, and by movi and by sukkah it's closed. That's mamish the way Rav said it. So the Brayis Bukhur is a raya to Rav. Elo la Abaye kasha. But according to the way Abaye learned before, this is a kasha on Abaye. Because Abaye learned before claw that by Movi and by Sukkah, how many tvachim is to the Amma? Only 5 tvachim. And here the Brayis says claw everybody holds. And Amma is 6 tvachim. Amaloch Abaye is like the Abaye. Pshat is like this. Amo, the Brayis means Amma is klayim the Amma vas shisha. I tell you, when the Braisa says that the Amor is always 6 tefachim, it only means Nagei to Klayim. And here, like we had before, the Karachas or the Klayim, that Lechumri is how big it is. The bigger, the more Chumri it is. Therefore, we say by Klayim, the Amor has to be 6 tefachim. Nachanami, the Movui and Hilchus Sukkah can only be 5 tefachim. Shedding Mar, no, that's not good. For me, Diktoni Sefer. Since the Sefer, this Braisa says, we have Shimon ben Gamliel, Yeloi Mer, Kol Amois, Shomru Chachomim beKlayim. All the amos that were said negate hilchos klayim, you should know be amo vas shisha. It's talking about the ama has 6 tvachim to it. That's negate hilchos klayim. Although buvad shelo yehi mitzumtzomis, it's very good. Now by klayim we say legol chumrum that the 6 tvachim cannot be closed tight tvachim. They have to be a little bit spread out. They have to be shreifakos, a little bit spread out. So this is Reb Shimon ben Gamliel's halacha. Lechura, since Rav Shimon Gamliel only says Nageyat Hilchos Klayim, is Lechura Mechlal, from here at Saraya, the Tanakama. What does the Tanakama mean when he said, Kol Amos Komer? Mashmi means every single Amma. Even the Amma's Nageyat to Mavui, and the Amma's Nageyat to Sukkah, still the Lechur is, it's 6 Tvachim. So this Lechura is a Kasha on Abaya, this will be a Raya to Rav. So the Marnein, Omaloch Abaya, and for Abaya, for Lav Meikur Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Koi Kavosi. And the Chanami writes the Staka Machlekes in the Braisim, but I'll call upon him. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel goes according to me. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says in the Braisa Klor, which Amos, which ones are 6 Tvachim? Klayim. Mashma only Negeit Hilchas Klayim is the Amma made up of 6 Tvachim. Then the Chanami Negeit Hilchas Movi, Negeit Hilchas Sukkah, is Staka made up from 5 Tvachim. And that's what Abaye holds. So Abaye holds like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Zokta, no, the Yamri, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Enochnami, Abaye is going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Enochnami, the Tanakama, Lechura, Dingzach on Abaye. The Tanakama, Lechura, is a Raya to Rava. The Tanakama says, all Amos, they get to what halacha they are, Mavui, Sukkah, and Klayim, they're always made up from 6 Tvachim. Now, the Nafkamina is, sometimes they're more spread out, and sometimes they're more closed, tied together. So, the Gemara now, La Abaye, according to Abaye's Pshat that he learns, that Movui and Sukkah has 5 tvachim, vadei tanoihi. According to Abaye, Zichah have to learn that Samachoikis tanoim. And the Tanakama learns all Amis are made up from 6 tvachim, and Rav Shimon Gamliel, he dings it and says no, only Klayim is made up the Amma from 6 tvachim. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's Abaye Shita, that Movui and Hilchos Sukkah are made up from 5 tvachim. So according to Abaye, the Zichah Machoikis Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So Gemara, what about L'Rova? L'Rova, mi leima tanoihi, do we have to say there is the machlekes tanoim between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel? Or maybe no, maybe there's no machlekes. How's the pshat there's no machlekes? Or malach Rova, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, ho'osa la'shminon. Really there's no machlekes. Rav Shimon Gamliel is just coming to explain the Tanakama. The Tanakama says a loshin, that all amois are made up from 6 tvachim. That's the Tanakama. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says no, that the Amma by Hilchos Klayim is made up from 6 tvachim. So Malach Rava, Rav Shimon Gamliel ho'osa lashminin, that Amma is Klayim lo yitzamtzim. That's all it comes to tell you. that Avada, he's also masking all Amas are only from 6 Tvachim. Now what's the chilik by climbing the 6 Tvachim? The Azir of Lo Yitzamsen, don't make the Tvachim too close together. And that's called, don't make them Atzvois, but instead they're supposed to be Seichakois. They're supposed to be the fingers a little bit spread apart, a little bit wider than the 6 Tvachim. So Kitzur, there's no Machlekes. You have Shimon Gamliel who's just explaining the Tanakhama. For the Gemara of Zoy Vilema, let him Shimon Gamliel say, Amo is Klayim Lo Yitzamsen. Let him just say that. Let him just say, you should know, Nageyat Hilchas Klayim, the Amo is like all over, it's 6 Tvachim, but here it's Lo Yitzamsen. So he just should have said, Amo is Klayim Lo Yitzamsen. It's the Amo Bashisha Lamute Mai. What does Shimon Gamliel have to say? That the Amo by Klayim is 6 Tvachim. Like Pshita is 6 Tvachim. If you're telling me there's no machlokes, so Tanakhama says all Amos are 6 Tvachim. Now Shimon Gamliel is telling you a chiddush that Hilchos Klayim, how big is the Amos? It's also 6 Tvachim Shittim, but as you hear the chiddush is, it's Leif Samson. Don't make them tight together, the Tefach, make them a little spread out. So we didn't have to mention the word 6 Tvachim. Pshita is 6 Tvachim. Now Shimon Gamliel just should have said that the Amos are Klayim, Leif Samson. Has be amal by shish lemute mai. Mashma Shimon Gamliel saying davke here it's 6 tvachim, but mashma someplace else it's not 6 tvachim. It's only 5 tvachim. So who even according to Rava we should have to say it's a machlokes tanoim that the Shimon Gamliel is the one that says klayim has 6 tvachim. Mashma something else poshim means movi and sukkah only has 5 tvachim. So it's a machlokes tanoim then. So the Gemara 9 has more my love. Lemute amos sukkah v'yamos movi that Rav Shimon Gamliel taki is mechulik on the Tanakhama has come to tell us only klayim has the amos of 6 tvachim. Mashenkin the amos by sukkah and the amos by movi is tak only 5 tvachim and then there'll be a machlekes Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara Rav answered the name loy. No, I tell you that Tanakhama holds all amos are made from 6 tvachim. Who adin Rav Shimon Gamliel also holds all amos are made from 6 tvachim. Hey, the Yama by Hilchos Klayim, the Yama by Hilchos Movi, and by Hilchos Sukkum are all made up from 6 Tvachim. Of the Zoy, why does Shimon Gamliel have to say that Amos Klayim is 6 Tvachim, like Pshita? Why does it come to Mamayit? So the Mara 9, Lamute Tzaka coming to Mamayit something else. Of Allah and the Gayat Hilchos Kochim, how they made the Oren, we'll see how they made the Kalim by the Beis Hamikdash. It's Lamute Amo Yisoid. Lamute the Amo by the Yisoid of the Mizbeach. That was not made from 6 Tvachim, that was made only from 5 Tvachim. The Yama of the Yisoid. Let's see a picture on page number 4. Picture 21. The top picture, picture 20 on page number 4. So what Amos Yisoid. The Yama Soifi. Who had in the Yama about the Yisoid, the bottom of the Mizbeach, the bottom Aleph, that's the Yisoid. There was like a foundation that came up, and then it went indented, it came in an Amo, that's the bottom you saw it, and then it came up again, and then it went in again for a Soivet, where in the middle of the Mizbeach, the Kohen used to walk around the Mizbeach, and then it went up. So the bottom indention of the Yisoid, and the second indention of the Soivet, those Amos Taka were made from 5 Tzvachim. That Rabbi Shimon Gamliel coming to Mamayit. Has only the Amo of Klayim and Sukkah and Movi are 6 Tzvachim. But there are certain cases where the Amo is made out of 5 Tzvachim. Lamute Amos Yisoid the Amos Soivi. Those two Amos Taka were made only from 5 Tvachim. But there's no Machlokes Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel. They're both reminded that Nagei Tos, Hilchos Movi, and Sukkah and Klayim, all of the Amos are 6 Tvachim. Trashi, Loi Lamute Amos Yisoid the Amos Soivi, the Lav Benois Shishahim. These two are not, the Amos is not made from 6 Tvachim, but they're only made from 5 Tvachim. What's the raya? There's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says, "V'eila midas hamizbeach." This is the measurements of the mizbeach. The amos made out of amos. Now amo v'toifach. One amo is equal. In other words, if the amo is made out of 6 tvachim, it's equal to a smaller amo which is only made out of 5 tvachim. So then it's an amo v'tefach. Hey, 6 tvachim. If the bigger amo. So if you have a smaller Amo, which is only 5 Tvachim, it comes out an Amo V'Toifach. So sometimes it's 6 Tvachim, and 6 sometimes is only 5 Tvachim. Which one has 5 Tvachim only? The Chek Amo, we'll soon see the Chek means the Yisoid. The bottom part of the Mizbeach, the bottom Yisoid, the first indention, the Mizbeach went up in Amo, and then it went in an Amo, and then the Mizbeach started to come up again. So So the first indention, that amo was only 5 tzvachim. V'cheiku amo, the amo rochav. Now the next thing, amo rochav, that's the amo of width. That means the soiviv. When the mizbeach went up again, in the middle of the picture, you have an indention, that's the soiviv. That was also only from 5 tzvachim. Ugvula el svasa. Who had in the gvul around it? We'll soon see what that means. Soviv zeres ho'echod. The span of the zeres means the span between your thumb and the first finger. That's called a zeres, which is a half of an amma. The zeres so echod. Yeah. The ze gav hamizbech. This was the gav hamizbech. Now the Gemara will explain what the pasuk means. Cheiko amma, what is the first part of the pasuk to say? The cheiko amma was only 5 tzvachim ze yisoid. That means the yisoid of the mizbech. When it went up at an amma, it only went up 5 tzvachim. That was the yamma. The Yama Reichiv, what does the pasuk mean? The Yama Reichiv was also 5 tzvachim, ze soiviv. That's in the middle of the Mizbeach. There was also an indention of an Amma that the Kohanim used to walk around it. That was also, that Amma was only 5 tzvachim. Ugvule al svos le soviv means Elo HaKronis. That means the top of the Mizbeach had a keren, had a corner to it. That the corner was an Amma by an Amma. How big was that Amma? Only 5 tzvachim. Hey, the top keren on both sides was only an Amma by an Amma. V'zeh gav ha-mizbech. What does the end of the pasuk say? The gav ha-mizbech also goes with 5 tzvachim. Zeh mizbech ha-zov. That was the mizbech that was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And we're usually talking about the mizbech outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where they brought robe with the kabonis. But there's also another mizbech ha-pnim. That was the mizbech ha-zov. That was inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Those measurements were made out from 5 tzvachim. That's what the pasuk in Yecheskel says. That only these few measurements of amis were made from 5 tzvachim. But all other amis are always made up from 6 tzvachim. So it's good according to Rava. That's Rava Shita. That's what we hold lalacha like Rava. That all amis are always made up from 6 tzvachim. So Drashi. Bi amois. Amois v'tofach. Drashi. Bi amois ketanois. You have a small amma, bas chamisha, it's only 5 tzvachim. Sheesh bi amma, bas vav beninis, amma v'tofach mielu. If you have a bigger amma made from 6 tzvachim, it has one amma plus another tefach. Cheiko amma, trashi nimdoid bi amma's katanis. The yusoid went up with the measurements of an amma of 5 tzvachim. V'chein amma roiche v'chein gvula yasfos ezer asechad v'zeh gav amma. Zeh kulam bi amma's katanis halolu. All these measurements are made from 5 tzvachim. Now, cheiko amma zeh yusoid. Trashi cheik al shem shu chikuya v'tikunoi shem ezbech v'lamata. That's like the yisoid, the foundation, the mizbeach. That's called the cheik. That means the bottom, the yisoid of the mizbeach. Elo akronis, where it says there, shehein amo al amo. That means the keren on top was an amo by an amo. Behind the siv, the posik says, zeres echod meyam tsoyis. It says a zeres. A zeres means the span between the thumb and the first finger. What does that have to do with an amo? Rochva shakeren moedit zeres shuchat siyam alocho ruach. The pshat is a zeres is a half of an amo. So a half of an amma went on all sides, like you put one finger in the middle of the keren, and the thumb went to the other side, and then like this, the thumb went to the other side. In other words, there are two zereses to the keren. Devi amma al amma. Devi kitza the keren was an amma by an amma. How much was the amma? 5 tzvachim. Vezeh gav ha-mizbeach kleima. The amma kitana zeh nimdu da amma shal mizbeach hazov. The chsiv bei, the posik says, amma orkoi v'yamma rochpoi. It says that the Mizbech HaZov, the Mizbech HaPnim, was an Amma and an Amma. It means only 5 Tzvachim by 5 Tzvachim. The Rashi explains, over Mesech the Melach is Perek Shdei Alechem Meforish Lei, Lai Kro the Amma Yisoid. That we say the Yisoid was only 5 Tzvachim, to a Kamri Biktano, Loi Bereichiv Kenisas HaYisoid. Not the indention of the Yisoid itself only went in 5 Tzvachim. No. There's two parts to the Yisoid. The Yisoid is like this. Ashton's it comes up in Amma, and then it goes in an Amma. So this bottom part here is called the Yisoid. So there are two parts to the Yisoid. There's the first Amma going up. So Rashi is explaining that's only 5 Tzvachim. The Amma that it came up was only 5 Tzvachim. But that what it came in, it actually came in 6 Tzvachim. Okay, the smallest shear was only the Goiva and not the Kenisa coming inside. That's what the Gemara Menacha says. The Yama Yisoid, the Karmi Biktano, La Baruchav Kenisa Sa Yisoid, El of the Goiv Ali Yosoid, the first Aliyah that it goes up in Amma. The Yama Mar, Ola Amma, the Yisoid used to first go up in Amma, the Konas Amma, then it went in an Amma. The Zel Yisoid, Abaruchav Kenisa Sa Yamas Bashisha, but how much did it go in? It's like it went in 6 Tzvachim. V'yama soivev. Now by the soivev, that's the top part of the middle part of the mizbeach. The next indention, that was just the opposite. V'yama soivev chenis sodilei v'yama ketana. How much was the indention of the soivev? How much did the soivev come in? It came in only 5 tvachim. V'loi hei amos shel aliyas goiva v'yama ketana. That's pshat now gemara. So the kids were coming out like Ravam, that all halachas of Am are always 6 tvachim, and the only place you have Am is a 5 tvachim is only this pasuk in the Cheskel that talks about the measurements by the Mizbeach. Only these measurements were 5 tvachim. But all over, an Am is made up from 6 tvachim. Sotim Mora. Omer Rabbi Chia Bar Ashi, Omer Rav. Shi'urin, the halachas of Shir, how measurements of the Torah will soon see a kvayis or kibetzim who are then hilchas chatzitzim. That when you go to the mikvah, there shouldn't be a chatzitza on you. Nothing should be dividing between you and the water. Or mechitzim. The lochad, you have to have a mechitzla to make a reshus ayochid. You have to have a mechitzla gvoya yutvachim is halach l'moshe misinai. These halachas are not said in the Torah. In the Torah shebiksav, it doesn't say any halachas about shiurin and chatzitzin and mechitzin. They're halachas l'moshe misinai. It's like Torah shebapeh. Moshe taught it to us bapeh, but not from the Torah itself. Drashi shiurin shenosnu chachomim l'chol dover kegoyin kizayis dam chelif pigel benoiser. If you eat a kizayis from this yichayiv, or else a kizayis from inameish matam of yoyel. The Shah Shiurim, the Mepharash HaKalam, we'll soon see the Shiurim. Because any time you need a Shiur for a certain din, it doesn't say Beferish in the Torah, it's only in Allah L'Mashim Yisinei. Who are din Chatzitzin? Chatzitza Peselos Betfilah. When you table in the mikvah, there's a Psul Chatzitza, it's only Allah L'Mashim Yisinei. Or Mechitza, Hilchas Mechitza, Shetei Gevoya Asara. That's that every Mechitza has to at least be 10 Tvachim high. How do we know that? V'chein Shar Hilchas Seher is Allah L'Mashim Yisinei. That's Shabchiv Arashi's Kiddush. Fred Gemara, Kasha, is that true? Shiurin, the Araisu. Fred Gemara, no, the halachas of Shiurin says the Farish in the Torah. It's not only halacha l'moshe misinai, it's the Araisu. The Chsiv, the Posik says, Eretz Chita Usoira, the Gefen Uteina. It's the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael. The Omar Rav Chanon, Kol HaPosik Hazer, L'Shiurim Nemer. This whole Posik that says about the different medium of Eretz Yisrael, it's only come to tell us the Shiurim of the Torah. What does that mean? The Torah first says, chita, eret chita soira. Chita means wheat. What's the loch of wheat of a chita? Likiret man, like we learned in the Mishnah, in the Goyim, ha nichnas lebeis hamanuga. If you walk into a house that has negoyim, there's a neger in the bayis, and the loch is whoever walks into a house that has a neger, you should know he becomes tummy. Now it depends. The kelev al kseifav, if he has just kelev, he has a jacket thrown on top of his shoulders. He has his sandals, in his hand, he has his ring in his hand, because he's not wearing them. Anything you're carrying, who v'heim tumei miyad? As soon as you walk into this Beis HaMnuga, you should know your tumei and their tumei right away. That's halacha, you walk into the bayis is metameyu. What about how you lovish, Caleb? Let's say you were wearing your clothing. You have your jacket, you have your pants. V'sandola baraglov, you're wearing your shoes. You're wearing your ring. You're not carrying it, but you're wearing your ring. It's on your finger the way you wear it. Then it depends. Who tomei miyad? The person, when he walks into the Beis HaMnuga, he's taka tomei right away. He's tomei right away. Of the halacha is, the hein tohorin, but the kelim, the clothing, don't become tomei right away. The hein tohorin, ad she yishoa bichtei achilas pras. Until the person waits, stays inside the house, a certain measurement. How long does he have to stay inside the house? Then we say, even the kelim that you're wearing, the clothing that you're wearing, is also tamei. And when you go out, you have to be tevil, you and the kelim also have to have a tefillah. How long do you have to wait inside the house for the kelim to become tamei? Until it takes you the length, how long it takes you to eat an achilas pras, that means a half a loaf of bread, achilas pras, of paschitim, a half a loaf of bread made from wheat bread, no, it's v'loi pasorim, not barley bread. As vice versa, it's harder, it takes longer to eat barley than it takes to eat wheat. So wheat bread, eat faster. Vaita mesav, we shot it up how fast you eat it when you're lying down. Because if you eat when you're lying down, also you can eat faster than eating standing up. V'yoichol b'liftan, Well, you also measure it when you have some other lifter, means you have butter. You have something with it to make the bread taste good. Also, you eat it faster that way. So how long it takes you to eat a half a loaf of wheat bread lying down with lift on, that's the shiur. Let's say it takes 4 minutes. So if you wait inside the house 4 minutes, then even your kalim that you're wearing also becomes tummy. So trashy. Pras, that's dalet beitzim, that's the shiur of 4 eggs. Hein mozoin suda beininis, that's the shear of a middle-sized sudim. Prath is lashon prusa. It means a piece, like half of. Sheshireh b'chatzi kikum, that's the shear of half a loaf of bread. Ho'amah b'erivin, like the eriv, we'll see later about eruv t'chumim, that you have to leave a loaf of bread. T'binan mozen b'esudis, you want to make eruv t'chumim, you have to leave at the end of the t'chum a loaf of bread that has b'esudis. That the shear is 8 beitzim. Utnan hosam chetzi lebeis hamnuga. Half of that, half of the loaf of bread, is enough for the shear of beis hamnuga. Like we're saying now, when you walk into this house, how long do you have to just stay there for your clothing that you're wearing to become tamei? As long as it would take you to eat a pas chitim, shashi en shoya bo ke pasoyim. As you could eat wheat bread faster than you eat barley bread. Mesa, shiya zubi asevim. How long will it take you to wait if you'd be lying down? Because it takes you longer to eat standing than it will take you lying down. Eat faster. So the kids said, this shear that you have to wait in the Beis Hamluga, the remnants for this is the Pasuk Chita. The Pasuk says, Eretz Chita Seira, Chita, wheat, means the shear of how long you have to wait inside the house for your clothing to become tummy. Right, the pasuk then says soira, barley. What's the shear of barley? The tanan etzem kisoira mitama b'mago v'masa v'yena mitama b'yoil. If you have a bone from a mate, that the bone is a pure bone, no meat on the bone, so it has no tumas oil. It only has tumas mago masa. If you touch it or you lift it up, you have a tumum. How big is the? What's the smallest shear of the etzem? The size of a barley. As long as you have a bone the size of a barley, it's matamu b'magvamasam. So you see, a soira also has a shear. Shrashi, v'yena matamu b'yoyil. Shum etzem b'loy boser. A bone of a mace without meat is not matamu b'yoyil. Ad shehesham shedra shleima. Unless you have the whole backbone, or you go gelis, or else you have the whole skull, or you roiv b'nyonu. You also need rove of the bones of the body. Bei shuka v'yerachachas or roiv b'nyonu. Or else you have to have rove of the amount of bones. Kuf chafei evorim. If you have 125 evorim, then it's matama b'yoyim. But anything less than this, there's no tumas oil by the mace. Only there's tumas mago masa. So that's the shiur soira barley. If you have a bone, even if it's as small as a barley, still it's matama you if you touch it or you mass it. Vayte gefen. Then the pasuk says eretz chito soira gefen utenem. What does gefen grapes mean? K'dei revias yayin l'nozer. His halacha nozir is not allowed to drink yayin. How much yayin does he have to drink to be over the avera? A revias yayin. Trash revias yayin a nozir l'chayvi malchus. If a nozir drinks a revias yayin, he gets malchus. That's why the Torah says a lashon of gefen for him. Vayta tena. Then the Torah says figs. What's the halacha of a fig? Kegregres loytsoy shabbos. His halacha by